Would you like to hear the top 10 most Googled New Year's resolutions? Would you like to hear?
Sure.
The top 10 most searched how-to questions in the U.S. during the week before and the week after New Year's Day 2015. Let me begin with the number 10. How to crochet a beanie. It's winter time. Number 9. How to steam broccoli. Number 8. How to cook collard greens. Number 7. How to write a letter of recommendation. Beats me. Number 6, how to cook cabbage. Number 5, how to cook lentils. Does it make sense to you? It begins to tell me something. People wanted to eat right and healthy food, right? Number 4, how to write a resignation letter. Tells me either letter recommendation, letter of resignation. Seems like people want to start a new life, a new year. I think that's what's going on. Number 3, how much water should I drink to lose weight? Number 2, how to make kale chips. Does it make sense to you? Number 1, music coming up. How to get rid of stress. Does it make sense to you? It does to me. Well, one thing is for sure. People want to get rid of stress. Let me tell you, there could be many different ways. The best answer to that question is prayer, in my humble opinion. Let's think about prayer this morning. You know, I do not exactly remember how my prayer life has started some 40 years ago, and neither can I recall when I first started praying to the Heavenly Father, or who taught me to pray. One thing I can tell you, my parents did not teach me how to pray. I never took a course either on prayer, even in the seminary, such as Prayer 101, Introduction to Prayer. Isn't it funny? I attended 3 years of, you know, education in the seminary. They never taught Prayer 101. Although I think that's one of the very most important things in ministry. Sometime in my high school days, I started praying to God, I remember. Now, before I go further, let me define what prayer is so that we could stay on the same page. Oxford Dictionary defines prayer as this. I quote, a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. Sometimes people pray to the stone or, you know, carved image. So that's what they say. Request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. Now here's my own definition of prayer. Prayer is a series of thoughts or words, either spoken or unspoken, directed to God on behalf of others or for self. Here's a third definition. Prayer is the breathing of our soul to God. I like that definition. Now, whatever definition you follow, one thing is for sure, prayer is an activity of our soul. Prayer is to our soul as breathing to our body. Without it, our soul perishes. With it, our soul thrives. Now, if someone asks you what breathing is all about, how would you explain? You may explain that it is, I quote, the process of taking air into and expelling it from the lungs, unquote. Oh, that's very medical explanation, isn't it? But anyone can breathe in and out with no understanding whatsoever on the lungs, where they belong and where are located in our body and what they do every single second. In fact, we the humans naturally breathe in and out, and we never stop breathing until we die. Everyone knows that. And same thing goes with our prayer, folks. Remember what I said? Prayer is to our soul as breathing to our body. When we first, confess that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord, our spirit becomes alive, the scripture says, and our soul begins to breathe, that is, to pray. From that day on, our newborn soul is to pray to God without ceasing. Actually, you don't need a sermon or even a special training to start praying. You just pray like a newborn baby breathes from the moment of birth without any training. You learn as you go too. Now, some of us are skeptical about the prayer, especially when it comes down to actual praying. You know, I meet people once in a while. One person says, some time ago, says, "Pastor Choi, I don't want to bother God with my petty requests. He's busy enough with billions of prayers a day, and why should I bother our God? I only ask him to remember very few big things, but petty things, I never ask him." And I thought, well, that's a very honorable thought. However, God still wants to hear your, quote-unquote, petty requests. Folks, let's not say that prayer does not work until we try it. You know, I was one of those folks who are not really, positive about this prayer when I first started praying. I was not 100% sure about the effectiveness of prayer. In fact, I wondered about the practicality of prayer, whether it works or not to begin with, and if so, how exactly God answers prayers. I'm sort of a student of pragmatism, if you will, practicality. So one year when I was a sophomore in college, I decided to experiment on prayer. This is what I did. I started a prayer journal where I recorded all my prayer requests. And the first column is the date that I started praying. The second column is the contents of prayer. And third one is the date it was answered. And the last one, how it was answered. Very simple, format. So I kept journaling for the next 6 months. And at the end of the 6 months, I found 96 entries altogether in the journal. And to my great surprise, guess what? I found every single one of them answered in one of the following three ways. Yes, about 80% of them. No, about 15% of them. And wait, about 5% of them. And that's how I discovered that prayer works and prayer is real. Now, prayer is not a psychological hypnosis that you put onto yourself to comfort yourself. Like close your eyes and say, everything's going to be all right, don't worry, God is with me. And you constantly hypnotize yourself and you feel better. Prayer is not like that, folks. Prayer is not either Eastern style of meditation. Some of us think that that's the same thing, isn't it? No, it's not. You know, when you go to the yoga, some of you have done it and still doing it, they teach you how to meditate. Oh, the breathe out bad, thing, and breathe in the positive, energy. And with this, like that. I'm sure some of you heard of the expression Zen, too. Zen meditation. Zen is the Japanese word, but Zen is coming from the Chinese word, literally means meditation. So Zen meditation means meditation. Anyway, Zen meditation and yoga meditation, Eastern style of meditation, is not a prayer, folks. Let me tell you the fundamental difference between such Eastern style meditation and prayer. Eastern style meditation focuses on self. You look into yourself, okay, and empty yourself, Let all this bad energy out. Let all this positive energy in through quiet down your soul. That basically it is. Prayer, however, you don't look down on yourself. You look up to God. You see the fundamental difference? That's why I say Eastern style meditation is not a prayer. Okay? Now, some of you heard about another type of prayer called fasting. What is fasting? It is more than skipping meals, mind you. Fasting is an intense prayer. It is a prayer that works really fast. There came the time when I did some serious prayers with fasting, and especially during my major crisis in life. Pouring out my soul in anguish, I cried out unto God to deliver me from my troubles. The Almighty God surely listened and answered my humble prayers in the ways beyond my imagination. Here are three or four examples. When I needed courage, the Lord gave me the courage. When I needed a miracle, He provided that miracle. And when I needed a conviction, so did He. And clear thinking, so did He. Praise God. So if you have not tried fasting, try it. You will love it. It works really well and fast. Now, when it comes down to prayer, I must point out that prayer is a two-way street, two-way communication between God and us. We speak to God and God speaks to us. Most of us, majority of us, however, consider and treat prayer as one-way street. In other words, we are very good at telling God our shopping list. Lord, please do this. Remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when we are done with prayer. We seldom take time quieting down our soul and listening to Him. Very poor at that. So how do we listen to God? God uses many different ways to speak to us. To some, through visions and dreams, and to others, through audible voices of angels, and to more others, through the open doors and closed doors, and through the scripture passages as well. Now, no matter which way God communicates with us, let's not forget one thing here. God speaks to us in the ways that you and I can clearly understand. Now, this one, how to discern God's voice, that requires another sermon or two. So I'm not going to spend too much time on that. But this one requires some training because there are so many voices that are confusing. So we need some training on that. But anyway, one of the ways that God speaks to me, which I love in prayer, is reasoning. You see, God uses the reasoning as well. Typically what happens, I'm not saying that it happens to me every time I pray, but I have several experiences that God reasoned with me in my thoughts while I was on my knees. Typically He throws the question at me, do you remember? Or something like that. Then I say, yes, Lord, I remember. And the next question is, what did you have? And I remember what I had. And how did, you know, all kinds of things, questions He throws at me, and He leads me to come to my own conclusion. Whenever He does, what I notice is this. I find God very gentle and kind and patiently listening to my worries and frustrations. And then He leads me through reasoning process to His assurance that eventually takes away my anxieties and worries. Now, what's the end result of prayer? What happens when we pray? Peace and assurance. After prayer, we come out of God's throne room with the assurance that God is in control, God is faithful, and He is alive in our lives. Our God is not the God who stays aloof from our daily challenges and struggles. Rather, He is deeply involved in our daily affairs. No wonder our God is Emmanuel, with us God. I think it's worth repeating here Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Some of you already know by heart. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and then the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If you think, one more time, verse 6 and 7, all of us want to have peace of God that keeps our heart and mind in, you know, Christ Jesus. But God says, would you please do your homework? That is, can you, first of all, not be anxious about anything, but second of all, in everything, pray with thanksgiving. And let your requests be made known to me. And then God says, then you will have peace. A lot of us skip the first step and say, Lord, I need your peace. Okay, you see what I'm saying? The end result of prayer is peace and assurance. Now, as your pastor, I designate this year, 2016, to be the year of prayer. In fact, if you look at the bulletin cover above the church picture, you see that year 2016, the year of prayer. Now, I'm going to call this the year of push. Pray until something happens. Now, I'm going to close my sermon with 10 more sentences, but I need your help, okay? Each sentence begins with this year, and that's your job to say aloud, and I'll complete the sentence. And when I'm complete with the sentence, you start again the next sentence with this year, all together. Then I'll finish the next sentence, and we'll do it 10 times. You get that? Okay. I'll give you a sign. I urge all of us to get on our knees to fulfill God's will for us, which is pray without ceasing. Let us refuse to sit in the darkness or despair. Let us not stop praying until we see God's promises fulfilled. Let us not stop praying until we undeniably experience the living God. Let us press on and cry unto the Lord to see how He answers us. Let us claim the abundant life that Christ has promised to us. Let us offer our thanks to God for all the answers to our prayers. Let us praise His name amongst us. Let us declare to everyone that God is alive. Let us walk with God in prayer who leads us in victory. Amen. Two more things quickly. When you take the communion today, on your way back to your seat, I want you to pick your scroll in the basket there. Now, it's not a fortune cookie, folks. I prepared this verses a month ahead, okay, and very carefully and prayerfully, and I printed them out. There are 24 different verses, okay, so you can't have the same verse. But anyway, each verse was very, you know, prepared with prayer and preparation, and I want you to, with your prayer, Lord, help me to pick the verse that you designed for me. Again, you think it's, you know, it's the probability, whatever, 1 out of 24. It's not. You know, it's the biblical. When they chose, the disciples chose the 12th disciple that would replace Judas Iscariot. What did they do? They cast lots between the two. You pick one. And that's how they chose. God works even in our picking the scrolls, okay? And that's my prayer for every one of you. When you pick the scroll, it's going to be for you. And after you read it, do not throw away. This is not, you know, designed to throw away. I want you to post it, tape it along the wall or in your bedroom or bathroom, the most visible place in your home, so that whenever you go around, pass by, you look at the verse and meditate on it throughout the year, so that you would constantly stay in prayer. That's what the prayer in your scroll is for, okay? Pick one for you. It's not just one for the family. Each member of the family, please pick one for you, okay? The second thing is this. Daily checklist. I don't know what I did with the... Oh, here we go. On your way out, in the narthex, on the table, you will see blue cover... The Year of Prayer 2016. Once again, it's a simple booklet that has all the dates of, you know, January 1st all the way through December 31st. Check off list. Now, this is designed and made for every one of us to encourage all of you to stay in prayer. Now, if you don't know what to say, Pastor Choi, I want to pray, but I don't know what to say. I've never prayed seriously, whatever. So I put the sample few sentences there, all taken from the scriptures. Okay? So I'm going to just read part of it. It says, Father, I enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. I'm thankful to you. I bless your name. And there are a few more sentences down, and you end this sentence, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And after you did that, you can simply check off the date that you did, like January 3rd today. And if you look at mine, I'm sure good eye people see that I already crossed out in a couple of days. I started January 1st. Anyway, so this one is designed for everyone, once again, with the intention that we stay focused throughout the year. Okay, use this one. I would be the happiest person at the end of this year if you bring your booklet and say, Pastor Choi, this is your Christmas gift. Seriously, there could be any better gift to me than your 365-day prayer. You know, it's a gift for me, but gift to God and gift to you too. Anyway, those two things. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, I am so grateful, I am so excited to start the new year in the sanctuary of God's house with your people. You are with us this morning. You blessed us with singing and praising and fellowship. More than anything else, Lord, we are blessed with your own word. Cry unto me, you say, then I will answer you. It's a personal promise to every one of us, and I'll let you know great things that you've never even imagined. Lord, we're going to focus on prayer throughout this year as the body of Christ. Every single one of us, Lord, let every single one of us experience the living God. This is how God helped me. This is how he answered my prayer. Everyone, say it loud, so that your name be glorified amongst us. I'm looking forward to this great year of prayer, the year of push. Pray until something happens. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.